Does he learn what life is really about, or does he go on his oblivious, merry way? You see, each of us has a decision like this. God is holding out a blue pill and a red pill, folks. And we can take the blue pill and keep living the dream that society wants us to live. Or we can take the red pill and accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and leader of our life, and we can actually do something about it. The choice is yours. The choice is yours. Do we want to allow the devil to create a world that is pulled over our eyes, to blind us from the truth, to allow the devil to fill us with sights and sounds and smells of the successes of this world, when it's really God's world that we should be working to succeed in? You see, it's important you see that God does more than simply reshape us. God makes us entirely new from the inside out. God doesn't just leave us. God walks with us. God rejoices with us. God cries with us. God strengthens us. God also created this church community and the church community to hold us up whenever we don't think we can take another step. To band together whenever we're at Christmas Eve service. Whenever we held up our candles and all of us had our candles lit. Man, that was so powerful. Maybe you didn't see it if you were here, but you know what? If your candle was the only candle burning, that's a lot more dim than when everybody held up their lighted candle. And together, we can change the world, folks. Together, we can announce to the world what Jesus wants us to announce to the world, what God created the world for and to be. Or we can take the blue pill and we can just keep on living life. Eric, I'm retired. I've already done all that stuff. Let you younger folks take care of it. Is that really what you believe? Or maybe our teenagers are going, oh, I'll let people that actually have power in this world do something about it. I'm powerless. I don't have any power. I don't know. There's a bunch of teenagers in the 60s that sure changed the way we look at the world. And teenagers now, do you know what? You outnumber that generation 1.5 to 2 times. Do you hear what I'm saying? If you believe in this and you want to change the world, together you can change the world. God doesn't just leave us. God walks with us, rejoices with us, cries with us, and strengthens us. Go from here into this new year, knowing that you have done away with the old and you have put on the new garment of Christ. Do you hear what I'm saying? Now, that doesn't mean it's easy. I don't want you to hear me that this is just an easy thing. Hey, I put on a new tie today. Which, what do you think of that new tie? You all were getting tired of seeing the same old ties every Sunday, weren't you? I put on a new tie today. How's it look? I had actually continued with the sermon. No, but seriously, I put on a new jacket today, put on new shoes today, new pants. I'm a new person. Am I really? It takes time. It takes work. And I think that's the reason why society has so much success. Because if we just accept things the way they are, which is the easy road, that's what society wants. But if we work at it, if we passionately go about making a difference in the world, you see, society doesn't like that. Because we're going up against them, aren't we?